A must-have item for every Anatolian girl and woman in Turkey is definitely yazma, which is a light head scarf with handmade lace work called oya, knitted around it to wear daily. There are many different names for yazma. In some regions, they call it çember, or leçek, or tülbent, or çit, and probably many other names that I still do not know about. The most common one is definitely yazma, and oya is pretty much the same word across the country, at least to my knowledge. I have brought some yazmas that have beautiful handmade oyas with me to the US, because as I said, it is a must-have item for any woman and young girl coming from Turkey. It is a perfect gift for a young girl who is about to embark on a new journey in her life, or simply a great gift to anyone for any reason. Although it might look like a feminine item, a young woman can gift a yazma with beautiful oya to her love as a reminder of her if he's gone somewhere else temporarily. Several oyas find their place inside a young woman's hope chest. Babies have yazmas with oyas around their cribs. There are folk songs about young girls and women mentioning their oyas and yazmas. It is such an integral part of our tradition in Turkey that women and girls of all backgrounds have traditionally created numerous oya patterns across our beautiful Anatolia. Depending on the pattern, there are easier ones to make as well as difficult ones. I myself made a couple oyas for my mom before. It is an entire artwork, and the more complicated the oya is, the more skilled its maker must have been. There are machine-made oyas too, but those are not just as pretty and not cared for so much. It can be made with a crochet needle that has a very thin hook, or type of a very small weaving shuttle specifically designed for oya making. Those are the more complicated ones to make, but who's afraid of that? If I am to go to a place where they expect that I wear something traditional, it would definitely be a yazma, because I like to show off with its handmade oya. For me, they are the most delicate items that I have in my closet and closest to my heart, because each yazma and its handmade oya is a precious piece of clothing with such a long-lasting tradition that symbolizes the hard work and dreams of my female ancestors' heritage of the land I was born in. My mom has a glass box with beautifully carved and polished dark wood on the edges where she keeps all her yazmas. When someone looks at it, it becomes hard to decide whether to focus on the diligent carving of the wood or the beautiful oyas inside it. It is just beautiful. It even has a key to open it. Apparently, back in the day, it was a tradition for every bride to have a yazma box in her hope chest. Hers was originally her uncle's wife's bridal yazma box, and she gifted it to my mom when my parents got married. My mom's uncle's wife unfortunately passed away, but that is the furthest we know about the origins of it. My mom still keeps this yazma box on top of the wardrobe in her bedroom. She has very carefully folded yazmas with beautiful oyas in so many different colors in it. The yazmas are folded in such a certain way that their oyas would line up on top of each other, creating an incredibly beautiful pattern. For me, this glass and wood yazma box has always been a magic box. It is not very big, but it is heavy. My mom would barely open it, and anytime she did, I would get very excited. Thinking of it takes me back to my childhood, bringing back all those good memories. Of course, we were never allowed to touch it, because God forbid, what if we broke it? I sure would not have wanted to be the kid responsible for such a disaster. Yet, I loved it. Anytime I looked at it, I would think of the artisan who carved its wood, of the craftsman who put the glass and the wood together, and of the women and the girls who patiently made those oyas. I'll never know who they were, but their dreams and hard work have stayed with us in our own home in a spiritual way with those oyas. There was and still is a pink yazma which has had my favorite oya up until this day. It has a wider oya than the others, and its sugary pink color simply makes it stand out among the other ones, I mean, at least for me. My mom has already designated who will inherit the magic Yasma box. It will be my sister. Apparently, I will inherit her sewing kit storage box and spice jars, all of which were also made of wood. You might be wondering the history behind those items too, but that's a story for another time.